Fleet managers. For premium lubricants with next day delivery in metro areas, trust Cinepec.
Nice work, Freo!
Sublime response! Dock is back in front!
Let's talk footy with Caleb Sarong.
Here he is.
The man that's third on the Coaches Association Award, a third favourite for the Brownlow, Caleb Sarong.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How about that for an intro?
How's that? How do you block that out? Because, I mean,
it's not
for us. I think we speak across the board. We're pretty focused on the game at hand, and that's the cliched answer, but it's true. If you kind of buy into that stuff, you're not in those positions for very long, to be honest.
So you're not sitting around the rooms like, did you see where I'm at, boys?
It's
funny.
You did that, it's over tell you, you get put back in your box.
I was going to say, all right, mate,
tell you exactly where to go.
Correct. Now, mate, Jordan Clark yesterday spoke about his social media and just shutting it off to the outside world. You've got a little bit of social media kicking around. Do you ever get things land in your account that aren't warranted?
Yeah, there's plenty. There's a lot of positive and there's a lot of negative.
Really?
Unfortunately, that's what kind of comes with being a professional athlete these days and being in the spotlight. But, I think I'm pretty lucky. I've got probably a bit more positive than negative, but there's guys out there that deal with a lot of crap it's just not what we want to be about and not what we want to deal with. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. But, it's a bit sad at times what you hear.
Yeah, totally. Do you ever think at times, and I mean, it's who's who and what sort of money who's got, but like just giving it to someone else entirely and go and run that sort of thing so you don't have to be so involved?
Yeah, that's definitely crossed my mind and crossed other guys' minds. Some guys do it. I think at some stage if – I get to a point where I'm really struggling with it, I'll have no hesitation in doing that, palming it off and using it for the positive reasons that social media can help us with, but kind of taking and distancing myself from that negative stuff.
Yeah, some bloke one night said he was going to come around to my house and flog me. I just wrote back, you're the nastiest pasty I've ever met.
Nasty pasty.
Told him.
That helped. He wanted to kill me. Hey, Sydney this week, mate. The Swannies sitting on top of the ladder. They haven't had the toughest 6 weeks running, but a good win over the Giants. They're a good side on top of the ladder for a reason.
They are. They've got talent across the board. We've got a really good system that's stood up for a while now. It's exciting. We think we're in a really good place at the moment to set ourselves this challenge. We've had two good wins the last 2 weeks. We feel like we're building again, and it's what an opportunity Friday night footy against top of the table. It doesn't get much better than that. So we're looking forward to it. Quick turnaround for us. So we got training today, and we'll get stuck into it and look to Sydney. But the boys are really pumped.
The Dockers, mate, comfortably sitting sixth at the moment and in good form, as you said. Let's fast forward to the end of September. You win the premiership. You're happy enough to stick your finger out for a grand final premiership ring that the AFL are talking about introducing?
Yeah, I don't mind them. I don't mind them as long as they're well designed and they're done well. I love the idea of the NFL and the American sports, so I'm all for it.
Now, do you feel as though they should backdate it to maybe like the last 20 years or something?
You want a few rings there?
Yeah.
How many rings do you have?
I'd sell them. I'd have two, but I'd sell both of them. So
let's do this. Michelle's random
question. All right, Kale. We're headed into Mother's Day, so we're just going to do a few mum questions. So what's your mum's name, Caleb?
My mum's name is Tanya.
Tanya. That's a solid name, all right. Now, Tanya, when she comes into the fold, does she give you any footy advice?
Not a heap of footy advice in terms of negative stuff or anything. She's a very positive person. So she tells me everything that I've done well and how well I'm going.
Does that hurt when you know you've had a stinker and mum still says you had a good game?
Yeah, I just give her the thank you and it's quite dry. She knows exactly how I thought I've played.
She sounds like the loveliest lady. And Sunday is her day, Tanya time. What have you got planned?
I've got to keep that a secret a little bit.
Okay.
Secret.
Chloe and I are planning some stuff for both of our mums that are back in Victoria. So
we'll This sounds flamboyant. Mm. It's hard to get those cars off the docks.
If they're listening, it's not flamboyant.
Not flamboyant.
I've kept my mum's Mother's Day present a secret for 5 years, Mum. Sorry, it's got to be six this year.
Sunday is Tanya's day, but Friday is all about the Fremantle Dockers because Friday Night Lights.
Dockers.
And it's a special game. It's the Purple Hands Foundation game. So it's the third annual Purple Hands Foundation game at Optus. You can donate. Great cause, tackling key social issues impacting youth. Donate via the QR codes all around Optus Stadium. Or you can purchase one of those Purple Hands light up wristbands. Bit like the Coldplay concert. Everyone's got the wristband on. Make sure you
Taylor's
get one of those.
Playing one on the on Friday night.
How
good do they look?
10 out of 10.
Go well, Caleb. We will chat to you next week for premium quality lubricants. Trust Cinepec, cinepeconline.com.au. See you, Caleb.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's 92.9 Triple M.